Zicher Nishmas, my grandmother, Chana Bas Rabbi Yitzchak and Tirza, Mrs. Hannah Adler. Welcome to Shir 17, and we're going to continue our discussion on Ikar and Tafel. Everything that we discussed concerning the first category of mixed ingredients in one food is applied to all foods except for the five grains, the Chamesha Saminim. When it comes to the five grains, which again are wheat, oat, rye, spelt, and barley, so they're usually considered the Ikar, even when there's only a small amount, and therefore a mazonos will cover the rest of the food. This is the rule when the Chamesha Saminim are added for flavor or that the food should be filling. However, if you add any of the five grains just to hold the food together for color or appearance, then we ignore the grain, even if there is a lot of it. A classic example are Twizzlers. We make a shahakal on them because the grain is only there to hold them together, and that is according to the OU. There are fish recipes where matzah is used to help the recipe stick, and the bracha, again, is going to be shahakal. We still apply the rule of mizonos being the ikar when each ingredient can be clearly seen, and a mizonos will cover everything. So for example, if you're eating noodles that are mixed with a lot of cottage cheese, so a bracha on the noodles will cover the cottage cheese even though it's the rove. Cakes that are filled with fruit or cheese have the same halacha and are mizonos, even if there's more filling than cake, and even if you like the filling more than the cake. So an exception to this is very thin cheesecake, and we'll get to that. Now, as we stated before, this is only if you eat them together. If you eat the ingredients separately, then this is not Ikar and Tafel, and each will require its own bracha. However, if while you're eating, you end up eating some of the filling by itself, or after you're finished, you have some filling left over, you would not make another bracha since everything is included in your mizonos. Similarly, blintzes and the like that are filled with fruit, potato, or cheese, even though the dough is very thin, the bracha is mizonos, and this will also include any cream. A knish or a bereka, so these are mizonos, however, if there isn't a kezias of dough, so then you would make a berei nefashos. Pieces of meat or fish that are covered in a fine layer of flour or breadcrumbs, so if the purpose of the flour or crumbs are to stop the meat or fish from burning, then it has no chashivas, and the bracha is shahakal. If the purpose of the flour or breadcrumbs are to provide flavor, so there's a machlokas if you recite a shahakal or mizonos, and therefore you should find two items to make brachos on, one shahakal and one mizonos, and that will cover your meat and your fish. Now another option would be to pull off some of the meat or fish and some of the covering, and then you would recite a bracha on each one separately. Now these halachos are when the mixture has a form in a solid state. Now if you have a mixture of flour which has so much water in it that you could pour it, then this will be a shahakal. Similarly, if one makes soup from grains of barley, or if you cook chicken soup with noodles, and in these cases there's so much broth that it's the ikar, and you could drink the soup, right, it's in a liquid state, and your intent is on the broth, then the soup is a shahakal. However, you still need to recite a bracha on the barley or the noodles because they have chashivas and they're not batal to the soup. However, this halacha is not so clear since it's possible that the bracha you recite on the limited barley or on the noodles will actually cover the soup as well. So in order to get out of this suffix, you should change the order of the brachos, right? Really, mizonos takes precedence. But in this case, you should first recite a shahakal and only recite the mizonos after, because if you would make the mizonos right away, you have already included the broth. When you make the shahakal, you're definitely not including the mizonos, and this is how we can get out of the issue. Now, there are those that say you should find another item to make a shahakal on, and in such a case, you would make the mizonos on the barley or the noodles first. Now let's change the case. Let's say you have a soup with less broth and lots of noodles or other mizonos, and now your intention is on the noodles or the barley, then it's for sure the ikar, and you would only recite a mizonos on the condition that you eat them together. This halacha is specifically regarding a soup with some grain and broth, where the mizonos will not necessarily cover the broth. However, soup with some grain and beans will be a mizonos, even though there is less mizonos than beans, the mizonos will cover the entire thing. And the same applies to cholent. If the pieces are small, the entire thing is mizonos, even though there are only a few pieces of barley. However, if the pieces are large, then you would recite three brachos, right? One on the barley, one on the potatoes, and one on the meat. Just like we mentioned, you could have flour, which is only used to stick foods together and therefore is batel. You can also have a recognizable ingredient, which is batel, if it doesn't satiate or add flavor. So cheesecake, if most of it's cheese and the bottom is a very thin layer of crust, and the purpose of the crust is just so that your hands don't get dirty, right? Something just a way to hold the cheesecake. It's not there to add flavor. So then you recite a shahakal on this. However, if the crust adds a nice flavor, then you only recite a mizonos, but you have to eat them simultaneously. If you eat them separately, you would of course need two brachos like we explained earlier, right? One on the crust and one on the actual cheese itself. In many cases like this, the bracha you make after would be your brei nefashos, if you ate a gazayas of cheese, because you won't be able to eat a sufficient quantity of mizonos to warrant an al hamichya, unless you ate a lot. In all these situations where we said that you recite a mizonos on the grain, so that's where it's cooked, baked, or mixed together with other ingredients. However, if it's not baked or cooked together, and not mixed together to make one food, then halacha might change. So for example, if you're having peanut butter on crackers, and your intention is that your hands shouldn't become dirty, then the cracker is tafel, and you only recite a bracha on the peanut butter. If the peanut butter adds flavor to the cracker, then a bracha on the cracker covers the peanut butter. If you want both peanut butter and the cracker, then this is not a case of ikar and tafel, and you need to make two brachos. Cake that's covered in chocolate, so you only say mizonos on it, since the chocolate's meant to give flavor to the cake. However, cakes that are covered with a lot of spread or cream, then the bracha is questionable, because is the cake really the ikar? So the cream kind of seems to be its own food. So in this case, you should first make a bracha on the cream, and only after you make a bracha, you should make a bracha on the cake, because the cake is for sure not batel to the cream. Now the distinction between the cheesecake and this cake is that the cheesecake is baked with the crust, while the cream is added on the cake afterwards. So each is independent, and they're only added together after. An ice cream sandwich, so it's possible that the ice cream is the ikar, but the cookies also give flavor to the ice cream, so in general, you would first recite a bracha on the cookie, and then on the ice cream, unless you specifically like one over the other. So for example, if to you the cookie is only to hold the ice cream, then you recite a shahakal, and the opposite, that if you really intend for the cookies, then only a mizonos would be said. However, for most people, they like both parts of it, and therefore, in a typical case, you recite two brachos. Ice cream in a cone, so you must make a bracha on the ice cream, since it's the ikar. However, if the cone gives flavor, then it also requires a bracha. Now, if the cone is just so your hands don't get dirty, and it's a way to hold the ice cream, then you would only make a shahakal. When you finish the ice cream, if you still have some cone left over, then it would not get a bracha. However, if you eat ice cream and then you decide you want to eat the cone afterwards, you for sure need to recite two brachos. If one is eating dry cereal and you add milk to the cereal, so you recite a bracha on the cereal and it would include the milk, since the milk is only adding taste to the cereal. Now, if you have some leftover milk at the end, so it doesn't get a bracha since it has already been covered by the bracha on the cereal. However, let's say you add a lot of milk to your cereal, so then your intent is also on the milk, and in this case, you're also drinking the milk, so you would say two brachos, one on the cereal and one on the milk. If you add fruit to your cereal, as the box always suggests, so if it's just a few pieces to give it flavor, then it's batel. But if you add a lot of fruit, then you must make a separate bracha on the fruit as well. And this concludes shiur number 17.